You are listening to The Lost Art of Podcasting.
I feel like I should say something smart.
I wedged it loose with my ass.
I said, look at this motherfucker!
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know how this machine worked.
Give me your shoe!
If the sun had the sound, it would sound like this.
So, for those unaware, this is making hay.
Yes.
I actually see the kids. The downside to this is, I think it's going to pick up a lot of wind noise unless we're in the car, but which I haven't said.
Oh, well, that's fine. You know what you do in the car.
So, the first shop. What did you... You got a South Park figure, didn't you?
Kenny
Plush, whoever it is.
Yeah, Kenny Plush. I'm taking a chance on it. I mean, it was only £195. I'm not too sure how well South Park stuff does. But I'm feeling it'll do quite well.
New season's on currently, so...
even better. It's in the wind.
So, we've just done half a road bunker. What did you find?
Other than that Kenny doll, not a lot. Hopefully, I say, it'll make a little bit of cash back. But, it was quite slightly disappointing compared to usual, actually.
Yeah.
You find anything, Mr. Cox?
No, I've bust on this first point.
Waterloo Road is where we're going, I believe.
Yeah, Waterloo Road next, sort of that, well, Bond Street area, isn't it, more so?
Oh, yeah, true.
You got Cully's World on Waterloo Road.
Yeah.
And the kids have done better than me on this first...
Oh, Melody Moo definitely has.
Yeah. Got a cleaning supplies, ready for your cleaning lady.
Yeah. Got more stuff than me and Patsy did.
When?
Now, just in the shops.
Just now. Bought your little mop and bucket.
Mop and bucket.
And Junior got a car.
Yeah.
And you got your little doll, or whatever you got.
Oh yeah, the bear. 50p bear from Harrods or something. Yeah.
There was that Barbarella DVD in the first one, but it's like, I think they've got it priced at like £3 or £3.50.
Yeah,
it's like, you'd make nothing back on it.
No chance. It's hard. It's really hard, to be honest. You know, especially with stuff like that, because you know there probably is a market for it, but you are taking a big gamble at any more than a quid.
But it's that thing for me of like people always say, like, oh, my mate, who also dabbles on eBay, always says, look at the sold price. But like, yeah. I was looking at one DVD the other day, and like, in November it sold for like £3, and then in December it sold for a tenner, but the condition was good.
Yeah.
And I've got one on there now that's brand, it's literally still in factory sealed packaging. Yeah. So I've stuck it on for like £8.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I probably won't get it, but...
No. Well, that's it. I mean, you take when I bought that DVD from the Coolers World last time, I paid £2 for it, sold it for £8, but if you looked at the recent sales list, it's like £35.
Yeah.
And it's like, you ain't gonna get it. You know, I mean, I'm not gonna turn my nose up at what I said, what eventually will work out to about a £5 profit, but you know, after your fees are taken into account.
That's the thing, like, I think it's the fees that get you, but then it's like, my mum always says to me, she's like, put the postage up, because if you're charging £2, but then once you work out your packaging and all that sort of thing, and your actual postage,
I
said, you're losing money.
Yeah.
I said, right, okay, so now I have everything at like a flat fee of about £3.35. Just to like kind of balance myself out, because when we send most stuff out with like bubble wrap and cardboard around it, isn't it? Like,
add
layer of protection. So,
ooh, do I park in one of these and risk having to reverse out? I think I do, don't I?
How long have we got on it? 60 minutes.
60 minutes, no return in 2 hours, but there's plenty of places around here. Oh, point to look at me. My rear view. I can't see.
What? Whoops. We'll be fine, it's only Bisford.
It's only the best of my... Well, what's with all this stuff after it's about me?
So, en route, we've done South Shore.
Yeah.
What did you find, Bunkle? Oh, sorry, TDM.
A lot. I could have spent a small fortune, to be honest.
You did.
Oh, I know I did. I could have spent more. I
just hope your wife doesn't listen to this.
She won't. But yes, so South Shore finds glow in the dark Undertaker Funko Pop, £5.
Is it a chase or special edition?
It's a special edition. Yeah, it's special edition and it's glow in the dark. And for a fiver, it's not to be sniffed at. That'll be heading on its way to eBay because it's purple and I don't collect purple pops.
I see Thanos sat on your counter.
That's a bit different. He's not all purple.
You'll tell
in
me
my
anything.
Defense. In my defence.
But there's purple on him.
There's purple on him, but what I mean is, it's like chrome pops. Chrome pops are desirable to people who collect chrome pops.
Right.
So they're all like one colour. And it's like, I don't know, they just don't look right to me. Though the wood ones I like, the ones that are all wood, they look good.
I got some stuff finally.
Yep.
I got 3 DVDs, which includes the Wrestling with Shadows DVD, which you picked up. Like,
yep.
I've got this already. Like, thank Christ, I'll have it.
It's, to be fair, though, since I do own it and haven't had watched it, it is very good. It's definitely...
Well, it came out right around the same time Beyond the Mat, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah, I think it was.
Because I've seen the back end of it on BBC Three, but I've never actually watched the full documentary. I've seen Dark Side of the Ring and stuff, and of course I know the history.
Yeah, it's very good because a lot of it's like real time and stuff as well. Almost, well, at least it looks like it's real time because it looks like it's not too far in the future. And it's very insightful, and I mean, I have come to appreciate Bret Hart. I will openly admit that I didn't used to be a fan of Bret Hart. I used to think, oh, it's a bit boring and whatnot. But now when I watch Bret Hart, I think, wow, yeah, okay, now I get it. Yeah, I get it. I completely get it. But I think that comes with age of being a fan, really.
And what else did you find?
And yes, the other find, the soft final Muto, Great Muta figure. Not packaged, but by the looks of things, from what I've said online, would only come in like a little plastic baggie anyway.
Yeah, I think you'd be lucky to get it in the box.
Yeah.
I think when they did come out, I think they were originally boxed, and then, but of course, I don't know. I'm guessing it's quite an old figure.
Yes, just by the looks of it, it looks like quite an old figure. So, I mean, Great Muta, time.
Oh, listen, that's cut out there, so that's fine. But, yeah, the Muta figure.
Yeah.
There's not really a guaranteed price for it, I've seen.
No, that's...
Like, on resale.
That's what's almost shocking about it, is it's no guaranteed price, so I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to get for it.
Yeah, it's working. It's picking up all the like engine noise and that as well, so...
Oh, right.
Editing's going to be fun. I mean, it wasn't before.
Oh.
But it's fine. So, yeah, I picked up a Bryan Cranston biography book thing.
Oh, yeah.
But that's more for me, because he read Bob Odenkirk's book.
Right,
enjoyed
okay.
it, so I thought, well, he'll like Bryan Cranston because he loved Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
So that was like 50p.
Yeah, I can't
complain.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah, no, I think no matter what we do, really, no matter what we find, I think my actual star of the day might end up being this weird
Muta figure.
Yeah. I just don't know enough.
It seems a hard one to find any information. Like, you can put in Muto figure, Like, you just get Muta figures where he's got the paint and it's like the small, like a small, like 2-inch figure.
Yeah.
But there's nothing much on the figure you've got other than, like, there's a giant Baba one.
Yeah.
And so there may be others of the similar style from. But, like, I think he's in, like, the NWO Japan gear, so it must be, like, around 97, 98. Put an age point on it, roughly, but. Like, I don't know, there's not enough info on it seemingly to find any info, so.
Yeah.
And we are pulling into the tip. Cool, so we're at the tip shop.
There we are.
You got an impressive find, you bastard.
I did. I can't believe I found it. Fucking some Mass Effect DVD.
Mass Effect Paragon Lost animated film or something.
Yeah. And I wouldn't normally have looked at it, but because it was still sealed, and I thought, oh, Mass Effect, I thought it might have been the game itself.
Yeah.
But no, it's a DVD that sells really well, it would seem.
Which means the wife isn't going to kill you. Because you'll make the money back on the figure you bought.
Yes, I'll make the money back on the Muta figure
that I bought. If you didn't buy the figure, you'd be kicking yourself now and driving us all the way back down to South Shore to buy it.
Yes, I would. I would. Which would have cost me probably about £3 in petrol, knowing today's rates. So I've kind of made my money back on the figure. Well, touch wood. I have a good opportunity of making the money back on the figure. There's no guarantees. Never is in this game. But at the end of the day, to take a chance on something that we've never seen before, Mike can't seem to find much about, and the dude's retiring, and then a random find in the fucking tip shop of all places. You know what I mean? You can't knock
everything's
it.
Everything's coming up bunkle today.
I don't think everything is coming up bunkle. Don't worry, we've got loads more to hit, yeah.
No, I've done alright to be fair so far. I've got DVDs, I've got a book. I've not found my star buy yet. So.
Yeah, but you'll get there. I mean,
you sound like a wily veteran. Like, oh, your shot's coming, kid. Don't worry about it. Like, leg slap. It's a monster for the working man.
Absolutely. Oh, Jim Bob's perked up.
He finds me hilarious. I'm clearly favourite uncle.
You are the only one who seems to laugh at.
Is he laughing with me or at me? That is the question.
I'm not sure he knows, to be honest.
There was the previous shop we went in then, where they had the Getaway on PS2, the original Getaway.
Oh, yeah.
But it's worth nothing unless it's brand new.
Right.
And they had Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. But again, it was worthless because it's mass produced and
you
get about £2 for it. So
it's pot luck. I mean, I've been in that shop before and like I bought. It was a Champ Manager game that came out on Xbox 360. I thought, oh, £3. I thought it's a bit expensive. Look on eBay, average sale price $7.99. I thought excellent. I'll make. Can't get rid of it. Can't shift it. And then I ended up, it's sat on my shelf.
Yeah.
Because no interest. And it's like, crap. You know, sometimes you get lucky, other times, you know, you think that you've found a gem.
I think that's the problem, though, with like footy games and
anything.
Any sports game where it's a yearly release.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're just worthless after a point. Like.
Yeah, you see, my hopes were that it was the last Championship Manager they did before it kind of folded. Mm. So I thought, oh, I might, you know, there might be some interest just, you know, because it is the last one, it may be a bit of nostalgic interest in there. Yeah. But just nothing. I mean, you know, like when you're talking FIFAs and stuff like that, I got major lucky. I sold 3 different FIFA games for £1. It's like, yeah, they probably cost me £100 between them, but I got £1 back.
That's the thing nowadays, like, I see copies of, like, FIFA 13 sat in a charity shop, and it's, like, 50p, and it's like, you couldn't pay me 50p to take it off you.
Yeah.
Because I know it's worthless.
Yeah.
Like.
They couldn't, a penny, it'd make its money. Wash its face at a penny.
Yeah. But then you could take it to like CEX and be like, yeah, we'll give you a penny for it. Like, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll give you nothing for it. We'll sell it for a penny. Please do.
Well, they can't. They just recycle them all, don't they? They go. Yeah. They just take it all down to recycling. Place much like this. But no, we're moving on to the next shop.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm trying to think of the best way. I know only one way, and that's the way we're going, because I know it. Bispen is a strange.
So we've just done half of Bispham.
Yep.
The whole two charity shops, and there wasn't anything in.
No, shite.
Unless you want what was it, Madden 15?
Yeah, Madden 15, yeah.
£3.50.
Ridiculously overpriced. But, to be fair, I mean, that's Bispham's a bit weird. It's a bit like Livham, a bit like St Anne's. It's like you'll go in and you'll find nothing 9 times out of 10. Then suddenly you'll go in, you'll pick up a t-shirt for £2.50 and you'll sell it for £80 because it turns out it's a really rare Eddie Guerrero WrestleMania one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I always get jealous of Dave Anderson, to be fair.
Yeah.
When he posts up on eBay of like, yeah, today's charity shop haul. And it's like there's wrestling DVD among games. It's like, I want to go to these charity shops. Like,
yeah. Where are these charity shops here? They don't exist. But yes, on to the next half of Bispham, which will hopefully be more fruitful. Though I do not have high hopes.
You got that, is it 40 t-shirt you got last time we came?
40 manager t-shirt, yes, I did last time we came. But again, still, it's never been the mecca that it promises to be.
To be fair, I've still not done St Anne's Living yet, but then I feel like that'd be a bust because it's been more of the same DVDs and the same, like, no books or anything that had.
The thing with, like, Living is really good, or at least I found it to be pretty good, but it's also quite expensive. So you've got to know that you're probably going to play. Like, I mean, there's one charity shop in Livham, and I swear to God, it thinks everything that it's got is brand new. Because it's like, here's a coat, £45. And it's like, hang on a minute, I'm in a charity shop, I want to pay a fiver.
You know? Well, that's the thing. Like, I saw a really nice leather jacket once in the one in Wakefield, in the British Heart Foundation one though, so cool. It's like,
yeah.
Picked it up to look at it, oh, that's nice, price £20.
Yeah.
It's like, ah.
Where the fudge am I going?
This is taking you up towards, like, well, the college is there, so you need to get towards the front.
So do I need to go left?
Well, you go left now and I'll take you back towards the village.
Right. Let's see where this goes.
Well, this takes up the road past Montgomery High School, where it's. So we'll see if anything is down this way.
Ah,
unless
cool.
If you turn right at the end, I think it takes you. You can follow back down towards the Norbrack.
Right, right. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But yes, so nothing great. Bispham so far.
Still makes me laugh though, like the
fudge. Am I going left?
Yeah, you might as well.
Okay.
The one in Cleveland where it's like Salvation Army bookstore or whatever, it's like they have like there's like a foot tall or 2 foot Superman for like £45.
Yeah. It's like it's more expensive than it is in a regular shop, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't understand it. It's just the way that some of these places seem to be. There we are, Prairie. Excellent. Oh. Or lack thereof. Oh.
It wasn't that. It was like, I found I was like trying to cough at the same time as you went over that bump, and it was like my body just going nope.
Bloody hell.
It's because I think people were trying to use this as a ramp run years ago, so they put these speed bumps down to deter people.
Righty hell. Well, I didn't see one on the way on that route round, so I'm assuming there isn't another one. So we will take a right. Is it 20? You sluts. Sluts and hoes, sluts and hoes, sluts and hoes. Oh, now I have to give way. Come on. Oh, well. Indicated 200 yards away, like you're supposed to be. Wouldn't have been a problem there, love.
These ones are the ones that are worth money.
Right.
What's that? It's like, God damn it. Oh, shit, mate. I'm knackered now.
Well, you will run.
Well, I had to run. Because double yellers.
Yeah.
And all that shite. So yeah, that was the last shot. We've done Bispham, we did both ends of Bispham, and you picked, what was it, Kingdom of Heaven, or what have you got?
Kingdom of Heaven 4-disc, special edition. Like the idea of the film, can't get my wife to watch it, but it's 4 discs. You know, I thought it's, you know, it's something nice to add to the collection, I guess. You know, if not necessarily for resale.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't that good, was it? Let's be honest. It was a bit of a.
Bispham was a bit of a letdown. Yeah. We were debating hitting up Cleveland's, but like by the time we'd get up there, every shop would be like either closed or in the process of closing, and the looks of Get Out It's a Friday would probably not be the most pleasant from the pensioners that run the places. So.
Yes, yeah, it's not worth it, is it really? Yeah. You could spend a whole day in Cleveland's.
You could go in 30, come out looking 60.
Yeah. to be fair, you know, South Shore was the best, definitely, I think. I think
we've knocked off quite a few, to be fair. We've not done town.
No.
And we've not done Cleveland's, but in terms of we've got Haifa Road, South Shore, Bispham,
Tip.
And the Tip done. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we've crossed off a fair few from the list, you know, of what you would normally do. It's been a good day. We've got a decent haul out of it, I think.
Yeah.
I've
got a couple of personal items, some for resale, and a book. And another book I just picked up this afternoon because a mate requested it.
Yeah.
Which is Noel Edmonds, the unofficial guide, the official guide to Crinkly Bottom. The secrets of TV's most famous village exposed.
Oh dear. Crinkly Bottom.
The question is, though, is it going to top the tweet from the unofficial Mr. Blobby page where someone said mention about A-listers visiting the workplace or Z-listers or whatever, and he's retweeted it and quoted "here to fuck." As it's like, the Blobby is looking like they're like mid-frost.
Oh my god. Oh dear. No, all in all, you know, a good day.
Yeah.
You know, some surprises, that's for sure.
Well, I was thinking to myself yesterday, like, some stuff I can probably, if it doesn't sell on eBay or anything, if I choose to resell it, I could probably easily take it to a car boot in like a bundle and be like, you can have a lot for £2.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever, and get rid of stuff that way. I've got a couple of DVDs that are on eBay for like 99p, and I'll get told I should put up for more, but it's like, it won't sell for any more than 99p is probably too much for it, to be fair. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I could put a stick on it at 50p and it still wouldn't sell.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah. The thing with eBay, I mean, no matter what you're selling, there's always like a flat fee hidden in it, you know, plus then the percentage of what it is, then the percentage of the post, they include the postage in it, so they take that off you.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit scandalous, really. Mm. But, you know, there's means and ways. And touch wood, if there isn't any in this car, yeah, we'll do all right.
Might be the thing this year, though, of like, I might try and do a car boot or something. Just yeah. Try and shift some stuff. But we'll see.
I mean, I think, I don't know, I like going car booting me. I think it's quite a, not as a, even as a seller, I mean, as a buyer. Mm. I just quite enjoy the things. But would I say I always come out with something that I'm looking to, you know, that I can make money on? Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably never have, to be honest.
Like, the last one I went to was last year, like the back end of, it was either like early September or like the back end of August, and it was raining and we were debating not going to it, and we went to it in the end, and it was like everyone had covered the stuff up already, and it's like, well, what's the point of being here?
Yeah.
Like, I get your stuff so they get wet, but like if you're covering up, like, well, can we look, can we do we wait or whatever? And then it was there was one guy had like a bin bag, and it's like, I could tell it was DVDs. I opened it, it's just like full of wrestling DVDs.
Nice.
But there was none, just like all WWE, all pay-per-views, and it was like, clearly, it's like, he's found out about the network.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought if I was like, oh, how much would this one be? Like, it'd probably be like, oh, £3-4.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, that's what I'd get for it on eBay if it sells.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing with WWE stuff, that's because he waited for the bus.
Tipped.
But yeah, the thing with it's like everything in it. I mean, with pay-per-views and stuff. Look at all the WrestleManias.
Yeah.
You know, you stick it on for £2 and you're not getting anything come back.
Yeah.
Which is, then you start to understand why people are sticking them inside bundles of all the stuff definitely. That you might want. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily to, oh, because that means they can put the price up. It's just so that they can get short of it.
Mm.
You know, not even necessarily to make it look more attractive to you.
Yeah, well, the ones I've bought, I think they're definitely more for wholesalers.
Yeah.
Because, like, they've stuck, like, two or three of the same one in.
Yeah.
And, like, to be fair, the ones I've sold so far, I've done all right. Like, I've made my money back on the first one within, like, the first 4 or 5 DVDs I sold, I made the money back on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the second one, I'm probably near about probably, I'm probably about 10-15 quid short of making money back on that one, but even still I've sold a couple of DVDs from that one for like 20-25 quid a piece.
Nice. This guy like a good smart or something.
Must be, yeah.
It's like,
so there's a car in front of us that's just stopping for everyone and just letting them pass. And
it's not just that, but I mean, stopping for people crossing the road that stood 100 yards away from a crossing and couldn't be asked going to it.
Yeah.
No, just no. No, these are the kind of people that need to be run down, not allowed to cross safely. That's probably going to get cut, isn't it?
I might just leave it in, to be fair.
I don't find driving stressful at all. What do you mean? Wagging rings. And the slide. He likes slides a lot.
I'm trying to think of any other charity shops like around the area that we can, that might be worth a look in, but I can't.
I don't know.
Not today, but like.
Yeah. I don't know Fleetwood at all.
No, I don't.
So I have no idea what would be there. I don't. Even the idea of going to Fleetwood, for some reason, I just don't like the idea of it.
It's like Paul and Cleveland's.
Yeah. We'll go this way. Because it's easier. In fact, it's not easier, but it's easier for me to find your house. So.
Yeah, I've not been to Fleetwood for a long time, so I don't know what's there.
No.
I think there's an Oxfam.
Right. Well, you know, Oxfam's a weird one, because, like, you look on eBay, the Oxfam eBay, and it's like, oh, I've got TNA DVDs at a tenner, a few other things, you know, look alright, and I think, oh, tenner, TNA DVD, it's not bad. And then, like, I can't really justify spending a tenner on an old DVD.
Yeah.
But it's like, you go in the shops, like, we've got one in Cleveland's, and there's nothing in it but clothes, and it's not even, like, good clothes, because you'd spend ages sifting through, and you might find one shirt.
Yeah.
You know, and even then you'd be like, yeah, it's just not worth it. Cleveland's is very hit and miss, a bit like Bispham, to be honest. There's more shops to go in Cleveland's, but the finding something that you want or that's going to be worth having. It's
the same with the distribution centres, though, to be fair. Like, I hit up all three of those in the past like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Only one of them was really any good, and that was kind of a bit of a miss, because I bought some old tapes, and so I think I paid a quid each for those tapes, but then they might sit on eBay for like 6 months. I have no play at a test or anything, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so you pretty much have to put on untested on your listing and whatnot. It's hard, it's just, I don't know. I mean, like I say, you go in some and you're like, boom, you know, I've cracked it, you know, with this purchase. And then you'll go in another 10 and you'll find nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I went round, I say it was a few months back now, but I went round living with my mum, as it was, Mum Melody, just to get her out for the day. And it was just nothing. You know, there's 10 charity shops, there's just nothing there.
Yeah. That's one with the clientele as well, the people that live in Liverpool and stuff up that way, where it's all just. There's not many kids, it is more an older area sort of thing, so.
Yeah. I need to look up somewhere like Preston or something, wherever there's I don't even know what Preston would be like.
I went in one in the Fisher Gate around January, was it? Or December, early January. Because I was killing time
with
someone. And, but it was kind of like that one in that was in town, I think it was sat the east at the east, was it Easterly Sanctuary?
Yeah.
A bit like that one where it was kind of like, just like these kind of thrown stuff places.
Yeah.
It kind of, like it just a shell of an old shop.
Yeah.
And they'd just put stuff, but then they like, there'd be like nothingness. And there was a few books, like a handful of DVDs, and that was it. And
yeah.
Like, obviously clothes and stuff, and like yeah. nothing worth. Like there probably are charity shops worth checking out in Preston, but I've no idea where they are.
Yeah. I mean, I did Lancaster a few months back. Now and again, but I never, I didn't come out of anything. Yeah. You know, a lot of charity shops, a lot of things that you know. I thought, oh yeah, you know, that's you know, that might be worth a punt at.
Mm.
But then you get you know, you're finding the price out. And it's like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
But I don't know what else is around here. You know, that's not too far in terms of driving distance.
Mm.
You know, St. Anne's is very much like Lytham.
Yeah.
Except there's fewer shops and they're more spread out.
I think your only chance really would be either Fleetwood or Preston.
We might have to be Fleetwood next.
Mm.
I have to see if I can convince the wife to go to Fleetwood one day. She can park and I'm shit parking. But
you could recce it. Take the boy in the pram, get him on the tram.
Yeah, yeah, true, could do. I have to do a recce anyway if the wife starts to work up there.
Yeah, true.
Time to go.
Yeah, so tell us when is the next episode of Gunpowder Treason No Plot dropping?
Monday, I believe it'll be dropping. Next recording session will be Sunday, hopefully. If everybody can get their act together. it's always an if. yes, next episode, Gunpowder Treason and Plot. Mondays, bi-weekly. And yeah, go check it out. And I play a girl. It's weird.
Do you need to update your Twitter handle?
No. Twitter handle is still at GTMP Rogar.
Which Rogar GTMP?
Whichever, one of them. At Rogar GTMP, yes.
And of course, you can find the Lost Art Podcasting on Facebook, Twitter, at Lost Art Podcast. And we're on Spreaker, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. Audible, I think, maybe, I can't remember. We're on a lot of places now anyway. So check us out. We've got more stuff coming soon, including hopefully the White Collar Pod, where I am brutally honest about White Collar Wrestling in its entirety. So yeah, but for this Making Hay edition, hopefully.
Hopefully. See what you can put together.
I've been AXC and he's been TDM. And in the back we have the boy. Speak, boy.
He's eating a sausage roll.
He's the mute.
The mute. Jim Bobble Obbins.
and you've been listening. Thanks very much.